Good morning. So today's topic is a topic that is extremely relevant over here in Montreal, but it is actually relevant to most places in the world, at least at some point during the winter season, and that is what to do when you have a snowstorm on Shabbos. What do you do when snow falls on Shabbos? Are you allowed to shovel the snow on Shabbos? Are you allowed to salt the ice to prevent people from slipping on Shabbos? What is mutter and what is usur when a person has a snowstorm in his city on Shabbos? So this question has several facets to it. We will bring down the primary discussions that the Paiskim address when you have a snowstorm on Shabbos. And the first question is, when I shovel snow on Shabbos from the sidewalk or from my driveway, is this a potential problem of boina or soiser on Shabbos? One of the melachos deraisa on Shabbos is soiser, to demolish something, to dismantle something. So the question is, when I have snow that has already been firmly attached to a sidewalk or to a driveway, is this a shaila of soiser when I shovel it on Shabbos to remove the snow from its surface? In other words, if the snow is still loose, it still hasn't firmly attached itself to the surface, it certainly is not going to be an issue of soiser. The question is, if in fact it has had enough time to firmly attach itself to the surface that it's on, and it's adhered there in a thick and tight manner, is this a shaila of soiser when I shovel the snow on Shabbos? That's the first question. Is it a shaila of soiser, or the reverse, malacha boine, when I shovel snow on Shabbos? So, at first glance, this question should depend on a machlekes ha-poiskim that comes up in Aruch Chaim Siman Shinchof Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's mutter to be merasek kerach on Shabbos in order to get to mayim. In other words, you have a sheet of ice, and the sheet of ice, let's say, is attached to a vessel, to a keli that has water inside. You want to get to the water on Shabbos, but you can't because the ice is blocking you. The halacha is, as the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter to break the ice on Shabbos in order to get to the water, and it's not considered a violation of soiser. That's the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a machlekes achronim as to what the havana is in this halacha. What's the understanding of this halacha? The Mogen Avraham, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, paskins that this is a unique halacha. In other words, says the Mogen Avraham, this heter that we have to break the ice in order to get to the water on Shabbos, if the ice is attached to the vessel, that's only true if the ice is attached to a keli, to a vessel. Why? Because there's a klal called Ein Binyan and Stira Bekelim. Since the ice is attached to a keli, and the malacha of boina and soisa don't really apply to kelim. Therefore, it's not going to be a violation of boina and soisa when I break the ice on Shabbos. However, says the Mogen Avraham, let's say a person would have a well on Shabbos, and you have water in the well, but you're unable to use the well because there is ice that is attached to the surface of the well, which prevents you from being able to access the well on Shabbos. Says the Mogen Avraham, are you allowed to break the ice in order to obtain the water from the well on Shabbos? Says the Mogen Avraham, it's usur. Because the heter that is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is only when the ice is attached to a keli, and we employ the rule of Ein Binyan Ustir Bekeli, such as the case in the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei, where you have a heter for a person to break a barrel on Shabbos in order to get the food that's inside the barrel, because Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim. The malacha of building and dismantling doesn't apply to Kelim. Therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, that's an exclusive heter that applies to Kelim. However, if you have a case of a well where it's Mechuber Lekarka, in that case, there is no heter to break the ice to get to the well on Shabbos, because it's considered binyan and stira because it's mechuber lekarka. Since the well is attached to the ground, when you break the ice, you're considered dismantling a structure, since the ice has adhered itself to the surface of the well, and you therefore will violate the malach of soiser on Shabbos. As I zogt, the Mogen Avraham, However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that most Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. And the Elie Rabbah and other Achronim say that even in the case of the well, it's mutter. Because why? Says the Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Elie Rabbah, ice is really water that has solidified. It's not really a new form of being buying something on Shabbos when you attach ice to a structure. Rather, you have water that happens to be in a solid form when it's now in the form of ice. But it's not considered a new bria when you have ice on Shabbos. It's really just water that happens to be in a solid state. Therefore, says the Elie Rabbah, water obviously doesn't constitute something that's a binyan on Shabbos, and therefore when you take apart ice on Shabbos, it's not considered soiser, because all it is water. Water is not significant enough to consider it a stir when you dismantle it on Shabbos. Therefore, when you take apart ice on Shabbos that is covering the well, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. It's not going to be a violation of soiser. The Mishnah Berurah paskins be'ikr, like the shita of the Elie Rabbah, to be mekel, and at least b'tzayrich Shabbos, when there's a special need that comes up on Shabbos, it's mutter. And therefore, you would already have a heter over here to shovel snow on Shabbos, because even if you assume that it attaches firmly to the surface that you're shoveling, it's just water that happens to be in a solid form. And according to the ikr psak of the Mishnah Berurah, it's going to be mutter, it's not going to be soiser. And the Mishnah Berurah does say that l'chadchil should try to be machmer, but he says that if there's a tzayrich Shabbos, you could be mekel. So usually, if you feel in need to shovel on Shabbos, there would be a tzayrich Shabbos involved, and therefore there would be room to be mekel. Now, there are some pleiskim that want to suggest that even the Magen Avraham would be mekel in our case, because they say the Magen Avraham is specifically talking about a case where you have ice covering a well, where you have no access to the well on Shabbos with the ice on top. And since you have no access to the well, that we could say is considered a new binyan when the ice is attached to the well on Shabbos. And when you take the ice apart and you break the ice, that's considered soiser or boine. But says the Har Tzvi's Einikel in the bottom of the Har Tzvi, and say some of the other achronim as well, if you have a case of a person who wants to shovel snow on Shabbos, the snow is not considered part of the structure of the driveway or the sidewalk. It's not considered part of a binyan where you would apply soiser if you shovel it. Rather, it's considered snow that happens to be attached because it froze and got firmly attached to the surface that is on. That's not boine or soiser on Shabbos, and therefore even the Magen Avraham would be masking that it's mutter. That is the shita of many achronim, that even the Magen Avraham is only machmir in that case where the well is considered something that you have no access to when the ice is covering it, so that's considered creating or fashioning a usable item on Shabbos when you break the ice. However, when you shovel the snow, you can't consider this boine or soiser, and therefore it would be mutter. That is with respect to the malacha of soiser, or the malacha of boine on Shabbos when shoveling snow. According to the premise of most poskim, it's not an issue on Shabbos when it comes at least to the malacha of boine or soisa. Now, what about the shaila of muksa on Shabbos? Is the snow muksa on Shabbos? So if the snow fell before Shabbos, there's nothing to talk about. It's certainly not muksa. If it fell before Shabbos, it's certainly not muksa. The question is, what if the snow fell on Shabbos? Is this a question of noilad on Shabbos? Is it muksa? So this is the subject of a machlekes ha'poiskim. The Pri Megadim happens to be machmer. The Pri Megadim says that snow is considered muksa on Shabbos because it's a new item that has been created on Shabbos. It came into existence on Shabbos. It wasn't around on Shabbos. It fell on Shabbos. It's therefore muksa on Shabbos. However, most poskim disagree, and most poskim hold that it's not considered noilad on Shabbos. And the reason they say is because the snow truly was in existence at the onset of Shabbos. It just didn't happen to be on your ground where you want to shovel it. It's still in the sky, and therefore, it's in existence. It's not considered noilad on Shabbos. And one of the rais they bring is from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos to cause it to melt on Shabbos. And this is because, as Rashi explains, it's doimel b'malacha. It looks like makab patish, the way the Rishonim learn Rashi. It looks like you're creating something when you change its form on Shabbos and you make it from a solid item into a liquid item. So it's nirel k'malacha. It looks like you're creating something on Shabbos. It looks like a malacha. It looks like makab patish. That's why it's also midrabon. It's mashma that to break the snow or to break the ice on Shabbos in a way where you wouldn't be in violation of the Isser Moilid, it wouldn't be an issue of Muksa. So it's a mashma that there is no Isser of Muksa when it comes to snow, even if it falls on Shabbos, and that's the opinion of most Paiskim. So again, the first issue was Soyser or Boine. We brought down from the Paiskim that the Pashtus is not an issue of Boine or Soyser. Number two, is it a shayla muksa? Even though the Prima Gadim's opinion is that it is muksa, most Paiskim disagree and consider it something that is not muksa on Shabbos. The raya is from the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph and Shabbos that only discusses an Isser Moilid when you create something that's a liquid form from something that used to be a solid form. Is the shovel muksa? Now, a shovel that is made to shovel snow and not to dig in the ground ostensibly would not be muksa. Because if the snow is not muksa, then the snow that the shovel that's going to be used to shovel snow, again, will not be muksa. And even if you try to use a shovel that is, in fact, primarily used during the week to dig in the ground, which is a dover usser on Shabbos, you know, to dig, obviously, in the ground on Shabbos, but still, at worst, it would only be a kli shemalachti l'isser. A kli shemalachti l'isser is a kli that has its primary use for something that's usser on Shabbos. But it's mutter to move a kli shemalachti l'isser l'tzeich gufayu mekoymoy. You're allowed to use an item that is primarily designated for a dover usser on Shabbos if you're moving it either to use it for a dover mutter or because you need its place, l'tzeich gufayu mekoymoy. And over here it would be considered a tiltul tzarech gufoy. You're using the shovel for a dover mutter on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be mutter to shovel snow mitzad the iser of muksa, sai mitzad the snow, and sai mitzad the shovel. So we have negated the issue of muksa and as well the issue of boine or seisa. The Paiskim claim that me'ikra din, shoveling snow should be mutter on Shabbos. Nevertheless, they say that there are certain Isurim Drabbanan that will come up, such as Uvda D'chayil. Uvda D'chayil is a lower grade Isur Drabbanan that applies on Shabbos to several areas. And that means you're not supposed to do a weekday-like activity on Shabbos, Uvda D'chayil. Again, B'mokum Tzayrich, it would be Mutter. But this is an Isser Drabbanan that one should contend with. And again, you as well have the Isser of Zilus of the Shabbos, Zils of the Shabbos. It's degrading to the aura of Shabbos when you go into such activities on Shabbos, such as shoveling your snow on Shabbos. So you have these Isser of Drabbanan that you should contend with, the Zilus of the Shabbos, or the Isser of Uvda D'chayil, a weekday-like activity. However, the Paiskim say that if there's a need that arises, such as a case where you're nervous that people might slip and fall, you'd be able to shovel the snow on Shabbos, because even the Isser Muksa is permitted if there's a chashash of Hezek the Rabbim. So if there's a chashash of Hezek the Rabbim, if there's a concern that people will get hurt by it, so you certainly are allowed to shovel the snow on Shabbos. And even if it's not a shayla of Hezek the Rabbim, but if it's Mokum Tsar, there are certain extenuating circumstances, you'd be able to ostensibly be Mako, because the entire Isser of Uvda D'chayil and Zilus the Shabbos are lower grade Isurim D'Rabbanan, which are permitted in certain extenuating circumstances. So that is with respect to shoveling snow on Shabbos. Me'ikra din, it seems to be mutter. There are Isurim of Uvda D'chayil and Zilus the Shabbos that one shouldn't contend with. Again, in cases of a chashash hezek, a person would be able to be mekel. However, it certainly would be mutter to do it al yidei goy in those cases. So if, in fact, you're nervous that something or someone might slip on your driveway on Shabbos, so it certainly would be better to ask a goy to do so to ask him to do the shoveling on your behalf, and in that way avoid the zilusa that appears when you go ahead and shovel yourself. So this is with respect to shoveling snow on Shabbos. Again, me'ikra din, it's mutter. There is a issue l'chatchila mitzad zilusa the Shabbos and mitzad uvda dechoyl. Makom tzayrich, makom atchak. There is makom to be mekel, but it's better to do it through the use of a non-Jew. What about salting on Shabbos? Can you salt the ice on Shabbos? So again, according to the Nishma Shabbos and many Paiskim, if in fact you feel a tzayrich to salt on Shabbos because you're afraid that someone might slip, it's going to be mutter to salt on Shabbos. And the reason is because the primary isser that is involved with salting the ice on Shabbos is the fact that you are taking something that's a solid form and causing it to become into a liquid state. This is an isser d'rabbanan of moilid. However, even though we have an isser of moilid, which we briefly mentioned before from the Gemara and Shabbos Nun Aleph, they're not able to take something that was initially solid and make it into something liquid, or take something liquid and make it into something solid. Nevertheless, if you don't do it directly, you only do it indirectly, there's a machlekes hapayiskim about this. And in this case, you're doing it indirectly. You're not doing it directly. You're putting salt on the ice and causing the ice to automatically, on its own, remove itself from being solid into a liquid. Now, this is indirect. You're not directly doing it with your hands. You're causing it to do it on its own. Therefore, it's going to be totally in the machlekes hapayiskim. And the Ramo paskins, the way we assume, l'chatchil, we should be machmir about this, because you're doing an act to be goyrim that it loses its solid form. But b'mokum tzayrich, you could be mekel. So if there's a tzayrich, which is usually the case when you want to salt when there's a snowstorm on Shabbos, again, there would be a mokum to be mekel. However, when it comes to fashioning a snowball on Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is machmir, because he says that it's doymi lebinyan. The Rambam says that anytime you take different components and you put them together to fashion one unit and one item from the different components, it's going to be asur midrabbanan because it looks like binyan on Shabbos. So to form and fashion a snowball on Shabbos would be a problem, but to salt the ice on Shabbos would be mutter b'makom tzayrich, and again, to shovel snow on Shabbos in extenuating circumstances as well would be mutter.